Letting the body quietly melt a little, hold itself a little more lightly. As if we can untie all these living cells from memory and our idea and image of body. Especially allowing the front of the body maybe to soften. Like snow or ice sort of melting underneath, starting to flow underneath. Filling and allowing the back to widen and be alive, as if we had eyes in the back as well as the front. Maybe. Noting that there is simply a difference between image in the mind of body and direct sensation. And maybe something in us is thirsty for the direct sensation. Just allowing our deep roots inside to drink the freshness, aliveness, and uncontrollability of the direct sensation. Even while there might be images of the body still going on, so there might be plenty of thinking and images, but meanwhile there's also this underlying stream of actual direct sensation. So there are ideas of body, memories of body, but there is also still this free happening called body. Cells living quietly and freely, flowing life through, whether we notice or not. So depending on how strongly thinking and reaction take over, we can adjust the quality of our stream of practicing and experiencing and aligning. Sometimes it's just easy to stay tuned to the underlying stream of direct sensation. I mean, whether there's thinking or not, it doesn't occur to us to go and look. Other times we can hardly feel that there is a body that's not my imagined body, my version of body. And so it could be like feeling through a cloud for the tiny little bit of sensing that's possible. Whatever is possible, the feeling of the body on the ground. You can just barely feel heaviness. And even though then the mind immediately starts to go into heaviness as an idea, a memory, an image. All of that mind activity we could just call film or thinking. And meanwhile, still there is body sensation. So there's the whole way that the mind gets all into getting ready for that next breath that's about to come, and we imagine it, and we could feel our imagined breath. And meanwhile, there's also breath, sensations. So even when it seems like there's only mind going on, that's just another part of the mind thinking that it's only me, it's only mind. And just breaking through that belief to taste a little bit of direct sensation. Sometimes it can help just to lightly say in the mind, thinking or imagining. Criticizing or just movie. Just to help us realize that we can actually feel, that's thinking, that's sensation. And sometimes it's really hard, and that's why we call it practice. We're not already good at it. We're not already perfect. So what's possible now is good enough. Other times we can feel the stream of continuing aliveness, both the sensation and the knowing of the sensation, the feeling of the sensation, simultaneously streaming along almost by itself. And even then there might be images, memories, thoughts, words. And if we could just let them, like steam coming off a cooking pot, just let it come up and float away. Let it do its own departure. And so resting into the ground and into the body as if into maybe a nest. Or like a cat curled up by the fire. Curling up in our present moment here. Nests. Feeling where there's more energy when you're feeling more tight, uptight. And feeling where there's more energy when you feel more at ease, carefree, at home, nestled, or alive, fresh. And sometimes we can deliberately shift from the more uptight shape of energy, Sometimes it's down and back, or spreading out, sinking down. Sometimes it might be allowing a shift forward. Here, I'm here. I can be here, not hiding in the back. But with permission to be here, no matter what the mind and heart are doing. It might be a day that the mind is really nasty, and that's not a sign that you don't belong or can't also just be here, nestled or fresh. Or it might be a day this morning that the heart is very unsettled, like a frightened bird or a flock of birds. And what if that's not a sign of how you're doing? It's just something that's happening, and still there could be here-ness and now-ness. Directly drinking. And so just briefly noticing what your inner situation is. How's the quality of the mind? Sharp or soft? High energy, low energy? Big, small, fast, slow? Just like that. You're not the only one in the room that has just like that, pretty much. Some slight differences. And how is the heart sort of level? Emotionally. Taking up a lot of space, very small, shadowy, bright. Lots of different things, not much, one thing. Fiery, cold. Lots of words, no words. Sharp, soft. And what if that also is somehow not the end of the world nor the beginning of enlightenment? It's just a day. That's free to be as it is. No matter what we think about it. And then what else is here now in aliveness? Other than thinking and emotion, state and shape and texture of mind, what else? Is now expressing aliveness. And just feeling, if you wish, the breath, especially the out breath. Here's the beginning as it starts by itself. And here's how it goes as the diaphragm comes up and the breath goes out. And where's the end of the out breath? Just being ready to let that kind of flag flutter, flag wave happen. There's out breath, and then there's no more out breath. And then there might be some kind of pause after out-breath ends. And then again, there's no out-breath, and then suddenly there is. It begins by itself. And even if we're somehow controlling a bit, somehow we've interfered without wanting to, mostly the breath is still happening by itself, even if we slightly move it forward or back. So even when there's so much control, there's also so little control, so much that still happens by itself. So we can be kind of devastated or floored by, wow, how much controlling keeps on coming in or wanting to happen, how much interference. But we could also be floored by how much isn't in control. Even with all that control going on, there's still this out-breath going on. And then, if you like, as if we could kind of stand on that cliff of the very end of the out-breath, as if we're standing on the edge of a very steep mountain cliff, and we just throw out a question into that space or gap. What is important? What is needed? What is good? What do I love most? And maybe asking again a few times without being sure if there is a response. And really wanting to know, is there a response? Is there a genuine answer? What has value, not because of being right or wrong, ideologically? Not because of my idea, it's good. But what is precious or real What makes life precious? In the moments where you felt some kind of preciousness of life, what's going on? And this investigation could be something that keeps coming to mind a whole day, a whole night, a whole month, a whole year, a whole lifetime. And we could also just jump, not to a conclusion, but to maybe a more childlike response. Maybe it's not wrong that I feel good when I do what I love to do, looking at the stars or hearing my footsteps crunching in the snow or whatever. When the crackle of the fire just suddenly got my attention. Or that time that I felt met, or that I felt allowed just to be alone with myself, or whatever. So we start to open and receive even memory, wondering, and then just for now, a best guess. Maybe that feeling of belonging that feels kind of creamy and grounded, but opening, spacious, expansive. Maybe that's not just the extra thing at the end. Maybe that's more central. Maybe I'm allowed to try that on as the centerpiece and wish myself, may I feel belonging. And remembering that texture, creamy perhaps, fluid perhaps, or maybe lifting up, floating up, or maybe rooting down. Your texture, your word, your image or memory, your need. Your surprising connection with aliveness. When you saw a rabbit and the ears twitched and something moved you, you felt a companionship or togetherness with the rabbit, warm and velvety and quick. Nothing special and precious. So maybe through a memory, it could even be a simple thing that you felt appreciation. And what did that feel like in the body? Kind of sunshine dawning or water starting to move and trickle. Or you know you love that creative flow that happens when you dance or paint or whatever, make love or whatever. Pausing to feel the texture and then allowing yourself to acknowledge that sort of cellular knowing of this is good, this is important, this is food. A traditional phrasing would be, may I know belonging, or may I be at peace. So it's not so much pretending to be at peace, but acknowledging that there is this very deep movement of, ah, I know I love that experience of peace. And the cells know that experience of peace as well as the love of it. It's our currency. And so it could be just saying that word, home or free or peace or soft or joy. The word of the texture, silky, fluid, solid, whatever it is. Or the word of what you call that experience. Clear, loved. Whole, complete, whatever. Maybe your mind works better with an image, without a word, or a word and image. Finding a way that's good enough. May I feel quiet, or just quiet, or just the velvety texture of quiet. And just as in the other practices where we go against the habit energy of throwing ourselves away, we keep gathering. Sinking down, spreading out, opening to experience. We keep coming back to the word or words or image or texture. Letting it be real, letting it be vivid, alive, letting it move us. Coming back to it and opening, letting it open you, letting yourself resonate. With the meaning of the word or image. May I live in the deep heart. Released. Fluid. Complete. And sometimes in this traditional practice, it can happen that we keep remembering that we don't have that and we don't live that way. So the lack gets emphasized. The feeling of wanting that rather than the feeling of knowing that's important and feeling the interest and pull, attraction and love to that. And it's very good practice to notice when the negativity comes on. I want that and don't have that. The lack. the not having, the not good enough. And just using that as a gentle stepping stone to kind of gently find our positioning into alignment of, if I have it or not, I know I love that. I can feel the just basic goodness of feeling loved or free, alive, silky, whatever. Connection. Letting the cells feel that texture of whether it's lightness or groundedness or both, warm, cool, or both, etc. Staying tuned to the texture when possible, returning to the texture if possible, if needed, when needed. Exploring what the texture is as we go along. Sometimes returning to or finding a memory of a real experience where there was that flavor or fragrance, or vibration, or texture. Letting the memory help you feel that as if letting it flow through your bloodstream again. And again, you could, and you may continue with this practice just like this for weeks or hours. And feel free to do so now or later, on retreat, off retreat. And we could come to that point of as if we're full. As if all the cells have immersed and filled inside and outside. With that openness, lightness. Honey. It's so full that then we could allow it to start to overflow, filling the room, perhaps, or the space around you, the ground, the air, maybe touching the knees, the toes, the hair of the people nearby. And sometimes it can help to work with the breath, breathing in and tuning in to the texture, breathing out, letting it fill and overflow as if through the pores of the skin in all directions. Or staying with yourself if that feels like enough for now. Just that good enough connection to the rich, creamy texture of peace, or the melty, kind of not bothered, melty bones feeling. Filling and overflowing. As if the melty feeling, or the creamy, or the silky, or the grounded feeling just starts to come off of you, water into water. Not in a hurry, but gradually, sure enough, filling the room. Or starting to reach the person next to you, whoever it is, an aliveness happening. A beauty, a weirdness, with elbows, eyelashes, gifts, pain, breath, just like you. Adjusting the words if you're using words. For example, may there be ease, fulfillment, freedom. Or may we be at ease, fulfilled, and free. Or may you be. Whatever feels more alive. Coming back to your image or word or memory. So there's a lot going on, and just staying relaxed about it. That's important. This is what it feels like. This is maybe a good enough word for it. This is my cells drinking and filling with that on the in-breath. And this is that quality on the out-breath offering itself, spreading out naturally. Finding a way to have the feeling of really taking your time, finding a rhythm. So it could be even alternating, breathing in, connecting to the texture through the memory, image, word. This is what's important, and this is what it's called for now, what it looks like or feels like. And on the out-breath, just letting your own cells fill with that one time, and then again, breathing in. What is this again? It's important, it's precious, it feels like this. And on the out breath, filling and letting it pass through your skin, starting to fill the space around you, maybe the whole room. Gently, and why not? Sort of gently but wildly. May all beings in the hall be at ease, full of ease, free, free. spreading out further if you wish. Through the windows, the walls, the ceiling, the floor. Maybe including more, not only people, maybe stuff, if you like. Just letting that texture flow right into and through cushions and wood, glass, snow, air, earth, as well as living things like trees, birds. Whatever's more alive for you. If it's just people, that's also good. If it's feeling the aliveness somehow, the living quality in everything, and just letting that quality offer itself throughout the sphere around you. May all beings in this lakeside wood be full of ease and free. Spreading out further if you like. Relaxing into your own good timing. Inventing ways to connect in your own way. Starting with that sensing, maybe this is really precious. Maybe that my being loves that helps me know the preciousness, helps me taste the preciousness of aliveness. And maybe that can really go deep into all my cells, and then maybe it has a quality of still spreading out further, reaching everywhere. And maybe it truly is a kind of goodness that's undeserved. It just gives itself. It's just allowed in everywhere. Inside and outside. No border. Spreading out as far as you will. Towns with people, deep, sort of sleepy fish in the lake. May all beings live fully in the quiet. Deep heart, at ease and free, whatever your words are, if any. Maybe spreading out, reaching deserts, mountains, ocean, city. Forest. Fields, wasteland. So many creatures, so many eyes, so much life pouring through, so many shapes. People we know and don't know. May there be ease and freedom. Just feeling this simple movement. Sometimes it might be worthwhile to try to connect, and other times we might just feel, despite all the mess, there is a simple movement. Feeling the potential for ease and freedom, and just the wish, the knowing that it could and the wish that it just would well up in all creatures, ease and freedom. Including oneself. Whether it's impossible or possible, deserved or undeserved. Maybe in the same place of feeling the preciousness, knowing we don't own that, how important it is to us anyway, and how it flows through us anyway. Why not let that resonate everywhere? And then maybe even for no reason, reaching the whole earth, through the earth, around the earth, above the earth, beyond the earth, beyond imagination, beyond knowing. May there be ease and freedom. That expansive or grounding or rich or fluid texture, creamy, silky, buoyant, whatever it is. Sometimes almost that wish or movement could kind of tremble or ripple or flow through us by itself. Feeling allowed to love what you love, and then finding that that simply just flows through and amplifies through you. May there be ease and freedom. Why not? Everywhere, known and unknown, beyond knowing, may there be ease and freedom. Everywhere, including myself.